We're going to sit and see if we can outweigh each other. I know you got something under that hat. You just waiting for me to... Uh-huh. And we looking at each other, waiting for somebody to pull a rabbit out of a hat and nothing happens. And if you're a deep, 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 deep drunk like me, you go into the trash can. You remember how you used to put your cigarettes out in the little bit of the corner? We called it the corner in the bottle, and you drop it in there. But when you're a desperate alcoholic and you don't know, you have that dis-ease or that thing that once I open up the gate and I take one, I can't stop. I can't not get started again. So I'm looking for another drink, and now I'm digging in my own trash can in my own apartment. Nobody's there because everybody's left, and I'm drinking cigarette ashes and cigarette tobacco because I need a drink that bad. Don't play. Don't be Owen. It's your brand new behind. Gonna make me mad up in here. I'm trying not to cuss. I'm not gonna cuss. Oh. See, I'm the girl that lays down with the guy because he got the package, even if he got one leg and one eye. I'd be like, just bring your one leg and one eye ass. Come on, let's go. Just hop your ass. I'm stupid. Woo, that's some funny. The girl that lay down first and get up last. Wow. Yeah, that's how it went. And my last one ran a little bit like this. Somebody loves me. I love her. Call me boo. She's still laughing. I love her. I love her. So by this time, I'm 28 years old. I'm down to 80 pounds. And it's so amazing. If you're anything like me, it seems like no. You think you're hiding from us. From Norma. There go the lights. See? Somebody trying to play with me. It's probably one of my exes. Okay, so I didn't say that on tape, but you read my lips. So toward the end, my last run went a little bit like this. That job that I said I worked at for 8 years, it was by the grace of God I still had that job. See, I was the girl that went to work and didn't work. I'm in the bathroom doing what I do, and I'm going to happy hour, and happy hour turns into the day after, and it's ladies' night, then it's Thursday, then it's Friday, then it's Saturday. I'm waking up, putting on clothes. I kept my entire closet in the back seat because I slept in the back seat. I'd be so drunk by the time I got home from the club that I wake up laying across the seats because I can't even get out to go into my own house. I'm waking up with the wig on backwards and the underwear in the back seat. Shut up. Pantyhose, what pantyhose? I don't understand. Who am I? I don't know. Who are you? I don't know. So that was my whole deal. And that last run, I had a best friend, and he had a lot of money, and he called me, and you know, you get that call late at night. He said, hey, what you doing? And my head told me that, you know, okay, it's 2 o'clock and I don't have to be at work till 8 o'clock. So what I'll do is I'll start just a little bit. Anybody ever try to start just a little bit and show up where you're going to be at? And then you don't show up where you're going to be at because you started. 3 days later, they still waiting for you to come. And he says, come on. And I get over there. He sends a cab for me. I get over there. And I remember walking into this motel. It started out on Sunset and beautiful high-rise hotels, and it ended up in a motel in Los Angeles. And he had everything set up for me, everything, all the party favors, everything you would want. It started on a Friday. You know, ain't nothing better than a start on a Friday. That means I got at least Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe push it to Monday. I can do this for 4 days because we had that much. And he tells me, come on over, and I come on over, and we got everything set up. I got my cigarettes, I got my drink, I got my other stuff, and I'm ready, you know what I'm saying? And we get started. But the normal effect produced by whatever I'm ingesting didn't work. I don't know if you ever been so drunk that you drunk yourself sober.